All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Please be seated. Isaiah the prophet lived in the 8th century before Christ. That's more than 700 years before the birth of our Savior. And yet he saw the Lord with greater clarity than many people in Christ's own day, and certainly many more than in ours. Today's reading from chapters 52 and 53 contain the fourth of Isaiah's famous servant songs, in which he sings the deeds of the Messiah to come. Look closely with me. I'll be walking through the reading verse by verse. Verses 13 through 15 of chapter 52 are a sort of summative preamble of the next chapter, chapter 53, the entirety of which was read out a moment ago. In it we see the drama that is to unfold. Christ is God's servant, and he shall act wisely, and he will be praised highly. You may well ask, who will he be praised by? By the nations? By God's people? But you will be surprised by the answer. It was certainly not any mortal flesh like ours. We were astonished at him, to be sure, but not because of his wise dealing or his God-fearing ways, but because, rather, we were revolted by his appearance. His visage was so marred, the prophet says, beyond that of any man. And yet this one will cleanse the nations, and the powers of this world who mock and ridicule him will be silenced. It is God who praises him, God who highly extols him, God who mightily vindicates him. Let us not be fooled by our Christian heritage, by which the contours of our Lord's story are well known to us. So much so, in fact, that they are easily and often taken for granted. His story, the story of our Lord, was not what anyone in his day expected. His humiliation was utterly surprising even to his disciples, despite what Isaiah had told them. And when his story unfolded, verse 1 of chapter 53, it is utterly unbelievable, inconceivable, unimaginable. Who has believed our report? Christ grew up in a broken world before the gaze of Almighty God himself. Quote, he grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. That's what the evangelist Luke says about the boy Jesus. He was God's own special planting, so the metaphor of the prophet here. A fine shoot, tenderly watered and fertilized and cherished by the heavenly gardener. Yet God does not see as men sees. Man looks at the exterior, but God looks at the heart. There was nothing about him, nothing whatsoever, that drew human praise to him. He was a quiet, working-class peasant, with no formal education, no aristocratic connections, no earthly wealth to grease the skids into the halls of human power. By the world's standards, he was nothing, a nobody, a never will be and a never has been. And when he presented himself to our senses, we rejected him. He didn't give us what we wanted, full bellies and comfortable lives. He didn't give us what we thought we needed, clear-cut answers and self-affirmation. He refused to give us what we insisted that he was supposed to, worldly success and the humiliation of our enemies. He came with meekness, humility, and tender care for the lost, the least, the lonely, the loveless. And we mocked him for it, scorned him for it, styled ourselves better than the one who relishes the company of losers and rejects. We are the cool kids. We sit at the cool kid table. We don't associate with the nerds at the rejects table. And when he told us that he spoke for God and ushered in God's kingdom and called us therefore to follow him, we laughed him to scorn. We threw him to the dogs, under the bus, into the trash. Why did we do this? It's simple, really. We are creatures of this world. But though in our appearance, he comes from an entirely different place, with an entirely different set of standards, an entirely different loyalty. And so he didn't play by the world's rules. He didn't wield the world's kind of power. He refused to talk in the world's terms. He walked by the light of God. But you see, we despise the light. We hate it because it shows forth with crystal clarity our weakness, our own insecurities, our own fears and our failures, which we would rather keep hidden. We prefer the darkness. For all of our vaunted morality and civilization, we prefer the darkness. And our eyes could not behold his gloriously blinding light. And so he spent his life here on earth lonely, misunderstood, on the periphery, an outsider among his own people. He was a man of sorrow and deeply acquainted with our deepest griefs, the longing of love and acceptance by our fellows. We all yearn for this, and in our fear of never getting it, we twistedly withheld it from him. These are our burdens. These kinds of deprivations are what define our lives, haunt our dreams, fill our fears. And yet he bore them as one of us, our brother. And rather than see him coming alongside us in this and offering up our griefs and lifting the burdens from our shoulders to bear them for us, we assumed that his misery was not our own, but uniquely his, the result of his being cursed by God. We thought he deserved what he had coming. But you see, he was afflicted because of us. He was cursed because of us. He took the punishment that we deserve. We are the ones who have walked away from God. We are the ones whose definitions of success and power and wisdom are all screwed up and upside down. We are the ones whose deeds deserve death. For we have blasphemed God himself. And we have presumed to tell him what's best for us and what he must do for us, or else we will not worship him. Take that, God, we feebly cry with clenched fists. Let's see how you like that. As we cynically withhold the homage which he is due. We are the ones who have gone astray. We are the outsiders, the rejects, the losers. And yet for love for us, he took upon himself our alienation, our curse, our just sentence before the holy throne of Almighty God. He bore it for us as one of us so that we would not have to. He did it with a quiet obedience to the will of his Father, who desired with him our cleansing and our restoration, and not the death of sinners. He went to his fate as a sacrificial lamb, mute and unswervingly. He had no need to defend himself or to fight back or to correct our erroneous notions about his worth. How hard would it be for you or me to resist the temptation to defend ourselves, to secure for ourselves men's praises? But see, he wasn't in it for our praises at all, but for the approval of him who knows all, who sees all, who judges all justly without bias or prejudice. But for the joy set before him, he went to the cross, despising its shame, mocking its curse, scorning its humiliation as worth nothing. He became obedient even unto death, and not just any death, but the humiliating, public, and excruciating execution reserved for the most vile and heinous of sinners and threats to the public order. And so we executed him among criminals and buried him outside the city limits. Even in his death, we would not have him get too close. but for the joy set before him. What was this joy? The joy of bringing many wayward sons to glory. And how could he be so sure in the midst of this world of shadows that we know, in the midst of his own pain and grief and suffering, that he would so win it? Because he knew his Father's good, perfect, and holy will. He knew his Father before he had grown up. It was his Father's will to crush him, not for the relish of it, not to see him squirm, but to see us for whom he died, who murdered him, to rise up with him in glory. We cut off his life, but God has restored and prolonged it. God it is who has raised him up. God has given him immortality at his right hand. And by his humble, obedient sacrifice, he bore the sins of many, and many now bear in exchange his righteousness. He will take what is justly ours, our eternal condemnation, and we will get what is by rights fully his inheritance in his Father's kingdom. And as for those who mocked him, those comfortable who looked down on him, those powerful who handed him over to death just to protect their own station and satisfaction in life, God has given to his Christ all of their wealth, all of their power, all of their vaunted mastery of the earth. They will look upon the one they have pierced, and they will wail at the sight of him when he comes in glory, to whom their knees must bow. And his people will rejoice and be glad at his appearing, for he has borne their sins and pleaded for their adoption as divine sons before the throne of his heavenly Father. And his Father heard him and was greatly pleased. The prophet Isaiah saw our Lord with such crystal clarity. He saw what Israel's Messiah needed to be, not an earthly deliverer or a military conqueror or an eloquent guru of your best life now. The prophet saw none of these things are truly our deepest need, however much we may think they are. What we really need is to be delivered from these bodies of death. What we really need is to have God's just wrath for our misdeeds propitiated. What we really need is for the sin which is so deeply entrenched in our small, terrified, and petty hearts to be pulled up by the root and cast into the flames, so that our souls may at last be healed and find rest in his embrace. And all we must do to receive these great benefits is to mourn our sins which put him on that cross, and to turn our lives and our wills over to him who died there for us. All we have to do is to repent of being our own bosses, our own masters, and bend the knee in grateful obedience to him. And nothing will bring about both of these outcomes, wailing our brokenness and submitting to his great love for us, better than contemplating his passion. See on the cross his arms outstretched in love to call all the world into the reach of his saving embrace. See him who knew no sin become sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. Oh, come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our true Paschal Lamb who made for his God a kingdom of priests to reign in glory forever. Look at him who loves you so. Behold him, believe in him, adore him. Do you believe today?